23 minutes after 3 o'clock, next guest on Downtown is, among other things, the guy who writes the enormously successful Bangor Police Department Facebook page, a veteran of radio as well, and the all-round good guy, Tim Cotton, who joins us to talk about all kinds of things happening in Bangor that the Bangor Police need to be on top of this summer. Tim, it's not every week that a presidential candidate comes to town. For the Bangor Police Department, any extra work involved in something like this?
Oh, sure. I mean, we've dealt with candidates in the past, obviously, over the last pile of years, and we'll deal with more this year, I suspect. We have a pretty good protocol set up. We handle these in the same fashion we've done in the past. We have plenty of officers on. We have folks posted inside the Cross Insurance Center and outside the Cross Insurance Center and also at other locations around town. It's not heavy lifting unless somebody changes the dynamic of the interaction, which could happen, but we're well prepared for that as well. So we're not too concerned. We're some distance away from the larger expected protests in this campaign, but certainly we could run into some issues, and we're prepared for that as well.
Yeah, in this particular campaign, there have been rallies that have turned a little bit violent. So are you extra vigilant, or are you guys just always prepared?
Well, you want to say you're always prepared, but you don't like to be surprised by an event like this. But we do expect some people that don't enjoy all the candidates' views to be there, but we expect far more that do. I guess we're always vigilant. You don't want to say in advance that there's going to be no problem, but we prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And with the amount of officers we have planned to be there, and there's also obviously Secret Service, and Trump has his own security staff. With all those three agencies involved, I don't see us having any major issues that we cannot handle. So we're not too concerned, but we obviously are vigilant about it.
Now, do those three groups, the Bangor Police, Secret Service, and the Trump security people, do you coordinate efforts?
Sure, absolutely. Anytime a candidate in a presidential election year comes to Bangor, they have an advanced team of folks from the Secret Service, and we've dealt with them many times in the past, and they let us know what they would like to have or would like to see at the event. They give us the rundown of how they'd like to see it go, and they just ask us to supply them officers at certain locations at certain specific times. Obviously, we can't give that out, but they do let us know what they've seen in the area. They do advance investigations into a town, you might say, just to make sure or to see what they could be expected. But they've done this so much in the past, they usually are fairly accurate in their predictions of what could happen, and they let us know that, and we work hand-in-hand with them during the event. It usually works out quite well. But again, you just never know in instances like we've had some calls of different groups that want to protest and requested permits to protest. And in this particular event, we're not asking for that. We're just asking that if someone does come to this event determined to protest or listen, that both sides can be reasonable and let the other folks do what they will. Do what they plan on doing. And if somebody gets out of hand to the point where they need to be removed, we'll take care of that. And if they need to go to jail for committing a crime while doing it, then we'll take care of that. But we are just real hopeful that folks will just be on their best behavior on both sides. Everybody has a voice, and we like everybody to be heard, but we don't want other people to be bothered by it.
We're talking with Tim Cotton of the Bangor Police Department. Always busy during the summer with the waterfront concerts. You've had already a couple of big days and nights. That night a few weeks ago with Ringo and Dave
sure.
Matthews in town. And, boy, that ran about as smoothly as anything could hope to go.
One of the things I think that happened, we obviously had a lot of phone calls about that event and people being concerned. But if you added up the numbers at both events, it didn't meet some of the larger single event concerts we've had in the past. That said, I think that Mainers, or people that are hanging around in our state, realize that you need to leave for events early and you need to relax after an event for things to get out. But we don't deal with anywhere near the traffic issues that you would in a major city. Main Street's pretty clear at the time of night when these venues get out. And people clear out of Bangor quite quickly. If you've been to a waterfront concert at any point, within 45 minutes after, you have the stragglers, but usually the city streets are fairly clear, and we're lucky that way. There's no major places to stop up traffic. They can get right on 395 and get out to 95, or whether they're going east or west on 395, and then people park downtown and meander down to the concert. So we haven't, that night really wasn't a problem, and we didn't expect it to be, but I think there was some conversations early that people were worried about it, but frankly, we were never that concerned about it because we knew the numbers wouldn't reach the same numbers that we've had in single venue concerts in the past, and with two different places and two different exits and different groups of people, it worked out quite well. And we're happy. I mean, there's no saying that something can't get in the middle of these things and wreck them, and we are always hopeful that won't happen, but sometimes it does, and we just have to deal with it. But I think Mainers are patient people.
Last week, Pride activities, including the big parade on Saturday, all went off without a hitch. Given the events of Orlando a couple of weeks ago, were there any extra precautions in place?
We were obviously concerned that there might be someone that would try to disrupt that festival based on other things we've seen in other parts of the country, and including that. But overall, I think that went off fantastic. The groups were well-behaved. Any group can come to town with good intentions, but there's sometimes within those groups there's people that act up or people that follow that particular group and act up. But in this case, we really had zero trouble, and we were hopeful of that, and we were very happy to see that. Yes, we did have we did have more meetings and discussions about how we would handle a situation, but we had officers at the events, officers at the parade, officers at the final bash downtown, and I heard nothing. Usually when you're I worked that day shift on Saturday, and usually if there's a commanding officer and a patrol officer working an event, you'll hear from them on different things. The radio didn't even squawk from that event, so I knew that things were going well and there were no issues, and we were real happy to see that for the folks that showed up to enjoy that event.
Well, Tim, as one of the, 170,000 or so followers of the Bangor Police Department Facebook page, I was concerned, like many, to hear that there were some problems with the Duck of Justice. What's happening?
The Duck the Duck was about 25 years old when I seized it from a trash can. And we knew that it wasn't in the best shape, but it was a lot of fun to present it to the public. And it's taken off further than we ever expected. What we have now is an onslaught of visitors at the Bangor Police Department, which is not a bad thing. People come in here not to be arrested, but to have a picture with a duck, not to complain, but to have a photo with an iconic figure. And what happens is, and speaking to taxidermists the last couple of days, oils on the fingers and things like that start to break down the feathers on the duck. And a lot of people like to touch the duck. They like to pat the duck. And it gets a little creepy sometimes. But the photographs and the bouncing of the duck have caused his tail feathers and tail section to take it wants to leave his body. So that's broken off. It's still usable for photographs if you don't look at the rear end. But we have had a taxidermist in here today, and it looks to me like we will be getting the duck repaired in the coming weeks. We are trying to keep it here at the station at least till mid-July in the condition that he's in, maybe some Band-Aids. But after that, he is going to leave and come back a reconditioned creature. And we're excited about that part of it, but we are sorry for some people that may show up in Bangor just to see the duck and get a picture sometime between the time when he leaves and the time he returns. So we are going to have to do a major campaign to spread the word throughout the world that the duck won't be available for photos sometime after mid-July. The damage is fairly severe, and so we're concerned it's going to take some time for the repair. But the taxidermist assured us he can present us an appropriate Duck of Justice maybe by mid to late August this year. So we're hopeful for that as well. It's crazy. It's just crazy.
I hope I'm treated that well when I'm stuffed.
When you're stuffed, we will duct tape. We will use any adhesive necessary to keep you going strong like you've been for so many years in Bangor.
Tim Cotton, Bangor Police Department, reassuring us about the Duck of Justice and more.